You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. It would be Thursday. That's Boomer's least favorite day. It's the day when you don't have Taco Tuesday, you don't have Camel Eve, you're not on Hump Day, it's not yet Friday. It's just Thursday, but we're glad you're here. And Boomer's on the board. How are you?
I'm all right. You?
Good. Sure. I'm just great.
But you're better now that you are on the radio.
I am better now that I'm on the radio. I am better. This has been a day of madness. Madness. Every once in a while I have those days where I feel like I don't own myself. Like I am literally a slave to whoever walks in the door next. And that's been today. But anyway, hey, we got a great show laid on for you though. 3:30 today. It's that moment that you all wait for longingly. Boomer and McQueen, 3:30 today. McQueen's going to be here in studio, correct? I am saying that to the guy who knows best. All right. Yeah, Boomer and McQueen today, 3:30. That's goodness. I know we have some people that are wanting to call in, so I look forward to them chiming in on some things. And then I got a triple dipper. Hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, I'm calling it barnstormers. Do you remember what barnstormers were? Barnstormers were those guys who, back in the early days of aviation, they would fly around and sort of put on ad hoc shows, and they could do crazy stuff, and they were called barnstormers because they just flew like madmen. And, well, so right now, I'm just going to go ahead and say that what we saw in last night's debate with Republicans was like a bunch of barnstorming, man. They were slinging the insults. They were jabbing at each other. It was a free for all. It was like a WWF get together with politics involved. Barnstormers. That's what I'm calling number one on the triple dipper. All right, number two. I didn't get to it yesterday, but it's just too good not to. And then I even added more stuff to it. Chicks and dudes. All right, politically incorrect, and I don't care. Chicks. And dudes, there are chicks, there are dudes, and there ain't nothing else. You either is or you ain't. You don't get to change. No such thing as fluid. Non-binary does not exist. Pronouns are what the English language says they should be. That's all there is to it. Chicks and dudes, we'll talk about it. Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, you know, it really bugs me, but it appears that we are finding that there was some truth to the reporting yesterday, that there were AP, Reuters, CNN, and other freelance photographers that were embedded with Hamas on the day of the October 7th attacks in Israel. Can you imagine this? Well, I can, because when I was overseas, we kept an eye on Al Jazeera for those very reasons. And I'll tell you some stories about that. Plus, I'll tell you, I got some articles that do some confirmation. We're going to talk about it. A press pass, that's what they've got right now. They've got a press pass that gives them access to things that, you know what, should never happen. Because journalistic ethics should never include, oh, by the way, we understand you're going to kill someone. Can we go along and watch? That's not journalism. That's just getting a free pass on life itself. Press pass, that's number three on the triple dipper. All right, hey, let me jump on in. So I want to remind you guys, The Daily Right Side Way monologue is sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that's like all over our listening area. They got places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care. This chain of clinics, y'all, is open 7 days a week. They are just incredibly good at what they do, and they were there for you if you need them. Just look up the location nearest to you, and when you go, do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care. The sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me just start by saying there's an old axiom. Maybe I've said it before. If I'm repeating myself, it's just an indication that I must believe in it, right? The phrase is, train like you fight so that you can fight like you train. Well, Muhammad Ali, for all of his warts and blemishes and controversies, he was also a world champion. He knew this to be true. When questioned about his intensive daily training regimen, Ali responded, I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now. Live the rest of your life as a champion. Well, Ali, like other athletes and non-athletes for that matter, in fact, anyone who chooses to excel in what their chosen profession or calling is, people who excel know that life rarely works out with excellence for those who just wing it. I mean, don't get me wrong. God can step in and intervene in a way that no one expects. You know, he can snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. But absent those miraculous moments, we are also called by God to be good stewards of our talents, our gifts, our possessions, our opportunities, which means that we have to invest them. We have to train them. So that in the heat of battle, we are most ready. And not a little bit of ready, not sort of ready, but most ready. Train like you fight. So in the military, that adage comes true in so many ways. I mean, let's take your weapons training, for instance. So much of what you are capable of doing on the field of battle with your assigned weapon is the function of how you spent your time in training. Can you clear a stoppage? Can you re-engage after a malfunction? What amount of time does it take for you to change magazines for a reload? Can you break it down quickly and efficiently, reassemble it in short order? All of that training takes place before you ever even move to a live fire range to actually put rounds on target. Why? Because we got to teach soldiers to train like they fight. If a soldier can clear a stoppage without thinking about it, if he can change out his magazine without taking his eyes off the target, if he can reassemble his weapon blindfolded in training, then he'll be able to do so in a dark foxhole in the middle of the night. The same is true for missions. The phrase so often heard is that once the planning is complete, with leaders giving 2/3 of the planning time to their subordinates, then the unit moves to rehearsals. And the old rule is, at a minimum, always practice your actions on the objective. What that means is, at the key moments of any mission, often the most dangerous, must not only be talked through, but walked through, run through, rethought, walked through and run through again, if necessary, again and again, until every member of the team knows their role and the role of every other team member. And y'all, I'll be honest with you, the same is true for anything else. Look at a football team. You'll find the individual and the team drills, from basic skills to full-on integrated execution of the most complicated plays, they were all practiced and practiced and practiced before they ever took the field on a game day. But it goes a bit further. I mean, if we're going to fight like we train, then the training must truly resemble the fight. You don't prep for a debate by taking softball questions in a relaxed atmosphere. You have someone playing your opponent shouting at you. If the event calls for getting dirty, then you ought to get dirty in training. If you have to make snap decisions under stressful conditions, then the training should also be stressful to hone that ability to look the situation over and still be able to calmly and coolly execute your skill set like somebody who has the confidence that was brought about by countless repetitions in the training environment. General George Patton said it best. He said, "He who sweats more in training bleeds less in battle." So my point in saying all this is train like you fight. It's an adage that applies to most of life. How do you want to perform? How do you define success? How do you excel at anything? Well, success comes from an excellent performance. That's the fight. And performance comes from preparation. That's the training. It applies everywhere. So are you a student? Well, you know that if you study for the test, you're most likely to get a good grade. How about the rest of life? Do you want a successful, time-honored marriage? Well, then work at it so that when the hard times come, your commitment will be stronger. Do you want a successful business? Well, then put in the hours and build the better mousetrap. And if somebody asks you why you're conservative, can you give them an answer? I'm saying that because we should also be students of the principles of things like conservatism, fiscal accountability, free markets, limited governments, low taxation. It's about the things we stand for, right? How about this? Do you want to take a stand for your faith? Well, then study how to show yourself approved so that you can be more readily able to explain not just what you believe, but why you believe it. All these things take practice. Life takes practice. Lots of practice. It means putting in time and energy and sweat and prayer and resources into the thing that you feel called to do. I once heard a story about Tiger Woods. He was hitting balls on a driving range, and a man was watching him, made the remark, "Man, I wish I could hit like that." Well, allegedly, Tiger Woods responded with, "No, you don't, because if you did, you'd be up at the crack of dawn hitting 10 buckets of balls before breakfast." I mean, sure, he had natural abilities, but he still honed them with long hours and muscle memory, and it paid off. So here's the deal. I say all that to say, let me flip the script here and take this into politics for a minute. Y'all, conservatives, we're going to win back this country. We are. The principles of conservatism, they're far more prone to the success of any nation than the liberal policies that we're seeing so much of right now. The day is going to come when the next Tea Party movement is going to seize hold of our politics and work to demand the restoration of our values and principles that we hold dear. But it's not going to happen overnight. It won't happen because we just got out of bed one day and said, well, let's go show those liberals how to run a country. No, it's going to come because of the sweat and the toil of many who will put in the time to educate themselves, who will put in the time to enlighten their friends, who will put in the time to recruit the best candidates, resource the best campaigns, and push the real conservatives across the finish line. And to do that, to take back our country, that requires a bit of noisy conservatism. And it means we can't sit on the sidelines and watch and just wring our hands. It means that we got to take whatever time is necessary to be able to answer all the hard questions, do all the hard tasks. We got to plan. We got to prepare because we got to win. So train like you fight. Fight like you train. He who sweats more in training bleeds less in battle. It all applies to the military. It applies to sports. It applies to life. And it absolutely applies to politics. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, you get down to the point that you got that muscle memory. Man, why are you a conservative? Do you know? Can you say it? If somebody asked you today, why are you a Christian? Could you say it? Can you understand it? Can you apply it? Can you debate it? And I'm telling you, that kind of practice, that kind of getting ready, that's the preparation. Run your business, run your life, run your faith, run your politics by planning on training like you fight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.